I heard a story about a 12-year-old boy who had never spoken a word in his life. And his parents and his siblings thought he couldn't talk because they'd never heard his voice. Then one day, the boy's mother placed a bowl of soup in front of him, and he took one spoonful and pushed it away and said, "This is slop. I won't eat any more of it." Well, the family was ecstatic. He'd actually spoken a complete sentence. They all jumped around gleefully, and the father said, "Why haven't you ever talked to us before?" The boy said, "Well, up to now, everything's been okay." Well, there are a lot of painfully shy kids out there who just don't do a lot of talking, although they usually do get around to it before they're 12. When they meet new people, they stand there with their tongue in their cheeks and looking down like they're ashamed. That embarrasses some parents who want their kids to be more assertive. You know, they want to know why they're so introverted and withdrawn. The answer is that usually they're born that way. According to the New York Longitudinal Study, shyness occurs in about 15% of the children and tends to be a lifelong characteristic. This means that it's unwise to try to change the basic temperament with which your child is born. Now, you can teach the social graces and help your youngster learn to cope with new and threatening situations, but it's best to accept that child the way he or she is designed.
You can find more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.